Hey everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2095. I often get asked by people, because I have been doing what I'm doing for 36 years now, do I ever struggle with food? What are the challenges I have with food? Don't you get bored, etc., etc.? Well, I'm just as human as everybody else, and I have just the same types of challenges that anyone else might have around food. I mean, I love my food. I love different types of food. I do eat from a fairly bland plate, if I say, because I can't handle spice. I just don't enjoy it. Like things like a lot of curry or chili or things like that. I can't tolerate it. My view is it destroys the flavor of food. Other people are like, I can't have it unless it has that. So yeah, just my taste buds. I can't eat overly flavoured food or creamy food and that kind of stuff, because it just makes me feel unsettled in my tummy, feel a little bit sick. And I want to really love my food and know that it's nourishing me to move me closer to where it is that I want to get to, not further away. So, but having said that, look, I love pizza. A good pizza, I love pizza. And would it be easy for me to have that multiple times a week? Probably. But I know that I need to make different choices, because this is not really going to serve me too well nutritionally and move me closer to my goals. So I have to work hard to fight some of those things. I could just as easily eat fast food and things like that if I condition myself to do it. So if I did it for day after day after day, or week after week, then I'm sure that I would just be like most other people. If it's just easier, I'll go have that because it's already done for me, etc. But I choose not to do that because I know that that's not going to help me. I'm not born with any specific, I am born with specific genes, but not special genes from the perspective that it enables me to always look the way that I look. I have to work hard at that. And that means having that focus all the time. I love my workout. I love my lifestyle. I love what it takes to create who I am and what I am. But it doesn't come easily. It comes from, like, it's easy for me now, but it has required years and years of conditioning myself. And so when it does come to certain foods, then I have to make conscious efforts to also keep my food interesting. And it does also mean that from time to time I will have the pizza. I think I had pizza last week at some point, maybe the week before. It was a homemade, but a supermarket one, so a bit healthier than a normal one that you would get commercially. But I don't go without the things that I want. I just know that I've conditioned myself to not want a lot of those other types of fast foods and high calorie and nutritionally starved foods. And I work towards more, I want this type of food because I know that that's going to work me better and fill me better and all that kind of stuff. So I do go through times though where I'm like, I'm looking at the freezer and it's full with food that I've made over the weekend and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, man, I just want different flavors. I feel like something else. That happens to me just like it probably does to you. And I'm very prepared, I've got it there. And some days I just wish, man, could I just not turn to Jeeves here and say, look, Jeeves, can you make me just something really healthy? I want lots of vegetables, a different flavor that you know what I like, and can you just do it for me? And yet I know that Jeeves doesn't exist in my home, so I've got to do it myself. pardon me. Sorry, let me have a mouthful of water. And so that can be exhausting as well. But I know that this is also part of the test. So I know that in order for me to achieve what I want to achieve, I've got to push. And when you've got to do things that you don't want to do and you do them, you know that you're going to be stronger as a result of it. So there are those moments where I'm looking at the freezer and I'm like, man, I don't feel like any of this. And sometimes I might do something else altogether, but most of the times I say, oh, do you know what? I will have this. Or I might make a pasta dish, which is just cooking the pasta. I put some like tomato type sauce on it that it's coming out of a jar, And I'll put a heap of vegetables in there, and I might just put in some chicken breast that I've already cooked it in the freezer, just combine it all together and say, okay, well, actually, that was really nice and it was different and it's giving me what I need. So I might do that. Now, why am I talking about this? Because tonight I'm going to make a different dish. So I'm going to try and replicate that I've been to GYG a few times, and I've only ever ordered the same dish from the time I first did it, because I first went there because it was nice. And so it's a vegetarian burrito bowl, but I add chicken to it. And I'm going to try and replicate that tonight. So I just heard the microwave beep. So the rice is cooked, and after I finish with my next client, I'm going to give it a go at making it, and we will see how I go. I'm sure it will not be too close, but let's just see how close I can get. And look, just from time to time, I will pick a different type of recipe. And this is what my daughter Liv was really great at. And she was always great at coming up with ideas, or she would make me something, and it would be always amazing, a presentation and everything. And she would do the research to find something. And it's like, you know, one of the things I loved about her was just how much she cared about the food that I was eating as well, and trying to, serve me in the way that she used to, with all the detail. I do the same thing. You know, I need to make sure that I'm really enjoying my food, that I have variety, and when I have those moments where I'm like, I just feel like something different, I tend to put the same meals into the rotation when I'm doing my bulk cook-ups, but then every now and then I'll change it because I might be like sick of chicken, or I want a different flavour to the chicken, when I change the sauces or change the vegetables and that kind of stuff, to make it just really, really interesting for me. Because as soon as you don't start to absolutely love your food, you're going to fall by the wayside and say, oh, this is too hard, it feels like dieting, etc., etc. So you do have to find those things that really work for you. So that's one of the things that I do, particularly with chicken, because I find it really versatile. So I encourage you to, I mean, you can go through my website, studiospt.com.au, and there's a bunch of recipes in there. If you go in the blogs and you search up for recipes, there's a bunch of recipe videos, there's a bunch of just, written recipes and stuff as well, to just give you perhaps an idea of something a little bit different. If you follow me on social media, then you'll see that at the moment, once a week, I'm posting a video. I think that, not a video, every now and then it's a video, but the last couple of weeks they've been just, there's an image and the recipe. I think the last one I did was prawns. I think I did that one on the weekend. So just look for things that excite you. I'm only ever going to post something that's healthy. Find some new flavors, perhaps. There's a lot of joy in being in the kitchen. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of, I wouldn't say, oh, I love cooking and experimenting. The things that I experiment with, if I read a recipe and there are too many ingredients in it, you know, like 10 different herbs or sauce or whatever to make a dressing, then I'm out. I'm not going to do that. I like simple things that are easy to put together, and sustainable, and supporting your health rather than taking away from it. So, look for some inspiration to get some new flavors. And I find that I did a video on it on the weekend. You can see my Facebook feed for it, where I talk about meal prepping and the process that I go through when I'm doing that meal prepping. Yes, I'm cutting up meat, I'm stirring, I'm cooking it, etc. I'm serving it out into containers, weighing it, putting it in the freezer and all that. But it's the process of doing it helps me reconnect with my goals. I mean, my health and fitness goals. Like, why am I doing this? Like, I'm doing it because I know that this is getting me closer to where it is that I want to get to. I am in complete control of what ingredients go into it. So I know exactly what's going into my dishes, as opposed to many where you've got absolutely no idea. There's an ingredients list, but you don't really know the exact proportions and stuff. And some are overdone with your sodium and other you know, numbers of flavorings. You've got no idea what they are, and you think, well, is this good for my health or not? But if you keep, you've got the choice of leaving all those things out when you're making it yourself. It's also much cheaper. I mean, the dish that I talk about in the video is about $3 to maximum $4 a serve, and that's for a full meal, right? And if you go out to a restaurant, what are you paying? You're paying $30 maybe. You get takeaway, and you're probably paying anywhere between $10 to $20, depending on what it is that you order. And here you are making it for $3, $4. And the last chicken stir fry I demonstrated was, if you've got sauces in the cupboard, $2.98 a serve through to, I think, max it was $4.07, something like that, a serve, if you had to buy everything from scratch. $4.07 a serve, maximum. So we talk about the cost of living, we talk about how much it is to eat healthy, and there's this perception that it costs a lot to eat healthy. But just think about the last takeaway meal that you had. I know that, I think to get a family pizza here, which like it's a big blooming pizza, but a family size pizza here, and if I had it delivered, I don't charge that much for delivery, I think it's $31 or $32, right? So that's 8 of these meals. 8 healthier meals that I could produce for that number, whereas the pizza probably serves 4 people. Maybe 5, right? So, and it's not nutritionally balanced. So you think, well, yeah, I can feed the family for this. Well, you can feed them for less for doing that. And we could do it for even less than that if you had almost no money. Like we could get that down to probably $2 a meal or less doing certain things very, very easily if you know how. And to make it nutritionally balanced, we could do that. So, you know, the food is the biggest challenge in people's lives in order for them to achieve the health and wellness that they want to. Now, I'd say, well, the mindset is sort of over the top of that, because your mindset will determine what it is that you eat and so forth. But the food is the biggest challenge for people. Food, 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 because we love food. We want to eat more and more food. People are addicted to eating. People emotionally eat, all that kind of stuff. So if we start to control our mindset and we connect that with the food that we're putting in our mouths and also what we're drinking, then you start to realize that you can make some different connections. But at some point, you kind of got to have that circuit breaker that says, all right, I'm no longer going to do this. I'm no longer going to eat this. I'm no longer going to eat past such and such a time. I'm no longer going to come home and at night time, when I'm sitting and relaxing, I'm going to have wine, cheese and biscuits and eat a lot of it. I'm no longer going to have energy drinks in the morning. I'm no longer going to smoke. I'm no longer going to do all these different things. I'm now going to eat more vegetables each day. I'm going to start by eating an extra cup of vegetables a day. Maybe you can do 2, but maybe it's to start at 1. I'm going to have a cup of extra vegetables a day, and then you build on those things and you start to feel differently, more energized, cleaner on the inside and on the outside, and you can start to make progress in other aspects of your life too, particularly nourishing your brain, feeding it better, thinking more clearly, making better decisions, starting to set some goals for yourself, striving one step after the next, after the next, after the next. And guess what? That's the momentum of success. So let's tackle your food and tackle it differently and improve your overall health and well-being. So that's my thought for the day. I will let you know, if I remember, tomorrow how my dish was. So stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. Stay hungry. See you tomorrow. That's hungry for success, by the way. See you tomorrow.